ever seen ones that, you know, kind of zigzag in and out like that?
I just mostly just rail, mm-hmm. you know, just straight
down the line. Okay. Talking about a barbed wire fence a minute ago, when you put those things up, you have to take these diggers, you know, and dig holes for the... What do you call those round things that you stick in the ground that you stretch the wire across?
The ones you go straight down on.
Yeah.
A hole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of diggers? Well, what do you call those wooden things that you stick into the ground after you've got your hole? That's a what?
You call it a stob.
Stob or mm-hmm. or just like a telephone
pole?
Post.
Yeah, you call it poles to a stob post. Or something in that area.
Okay.
Maybe some rather for a stob. You know what I mean? That's what the value, you know.
Okay. Have you ever seen a type of a fence or a wall made out of loose stone that a farmer might have gotten after, you know, clearing the stone out of his field? A fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Made out of stone?
Yeah.
A wall?
Yeah, maybe around the field. People have company, have guests over, they usually use their best dishes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that stuff that those best dishes are made out of usually?
What do you make, like something like china?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. Have you ever seen an egg that was made out of something like that or something similar to that that a farmer might put underneath one of his hens in order to trick it into laying?
You still referring to what it was made out of? Or is this what you're trying to get?
Not necessarily. Or, you know, have you ever seen anything like that or heard anything like that? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard a nest egg or something like that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Or just a little china egg?
What?
Have you ever heard anything that's used for, you know, the purpose that I'm describing, to get a hen to try to fool a hen into laying?
Oh, to lay an egg, huh? What kind of egg call it? No, I can't think of
hadn't heard anything
like
that? Okay. What about, if you had to go out to the well to get some water, what would you use to put the water in and carry it back to the house?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were milking cows, what would you use to catch the milk?
Bucket or pan.
Or a pan. Mm-hmm. What about a pail?
Pail. Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
No, just different name.
Same thing?
Well, a bucket, yes, it's a different. I would consider a bucket as, you know, it's larger than a pail.
Larger
mm-hmm.
than a
pail. Yeah, pail, you could just say it's a small thing with mm-hmm. a handle on it, a bucket you got your loop there, you mm-hmm. carry around there.
Any difference in what they're made of? Or can they be made of the same thing?
Well, the material is maybe different. A bucket would maybe have a hard metal, you know, mm-hmm. and then the pail would maybe thinner, mm-hmm. you know, easier to bend than a bucket on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about a bucket that a woman might keep in the kitchen to throw her scraps into for the pigs? What would you call that? Or maybe just the bucket that you use to feed the pigs from. What do you call that? Or what have you heard that called?
Bucket. Well, I heard it called, you know,